Good morning. So during this preparation for this morning, I was reflecting on my family's traditions during this time, because we do, or did, with my kids, and obviously with Zachary, do this, or what do you want to say? How do I say it? We do the Advent, or do Advent, or Advent. So I'd make Advent calendars for my kids every year, and Zachary would get an Advent calendar. And it's not the ones that you buy in the store, the little cutesy little Advent calendars. There's more. They were more traditional, more like the ones that we did here in the church and do for more for the community, give back to your community and such, and your neighbors. And so, and we had this tradition. It's hard for us this year because we're kind of in a dark place. We're just all of us. Zachary, for his reasons, some of you know. My kids, for their reasons, some of them financial, some of them because we're not together. All of us are miles away, and it's hard. It's not, they're not the family Christmases that we know. And it's just, it's we're in a darkness. We're in just in a darkness right now. So with our family, one of the family traditions that we did was I would read this for them every night for Christmas, and this year they're getting it every weekend. Zachary gets it a little closer to Christmas, or a little more often since he's closer, and I get him a little more often. And it's called The First Christmas, and it's Mrs. Billy Graham's story that she read to her family every night. And it says, there she was, the young woman with a radiant smile. She was leaning against one of the stalls. The eyes in the happy face were closed. The man was at her side, and behind them, in the manger where the cows came for food, was the baby. He was a tiny thing, wrapped tightly in long linen band, and sleeping as soundly as any newborn baby, sleeping as though the world had not waited thousands of years for this moment, as soundly as though your life and my life and the life of everyone on earth were not wrapped up in his birth, as though from this moment on, all of the sins and sorrows of the world were not his problem. Should you speak to his mother resting there so quietly? Should you ask her if you might touch the baby? Not to wake him, but just to touch his hand. What a moment would that have been, to have reached out your own hand and touched the Son of God. Now, my kids needed to remember what Tuesday is going to be about. It's not about us always being together. Zachary needs to know that, because he's hurting. He's in a deep, deep pit. I'm kind of in a deep pit right now. Tuesday isn't always about us being together, because, you know, the light is coming. The light is coming, y'all. Jesus is coming back. And so for Christmas, I got us all the CD, Mercy Me. I can only imagine, what's that day going to be like when we're face to face with Jesus? Will we get down on our knees? Or will we sing hallelujah? But that day is coming. That day is coming. And when I get to see that light again. So, and that promise is right there every Sunday for us, that, you know, we're not alone. We're not alone. So let's take that mail. And for anybody who's having struggle time or is in a dark time during the season, we have that mail. So let's share it together.